Welcome to Babbittville Radio, a place where you'll hear great conversations with the world's best and most inspirational runners, triathletes, and cyclists. Endurance lives here. Now, here's your host, USA Triathlon and Ironman Triathlon Hall of Famer, Bob Babbitt.
Welcome to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We're brought to you by Ironman U, by everyone.org, runcatalina.com, our Challenged Athletes Foundation. We've raised over $70 million to keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. And you can check out any of our interviews on Babbittville or on iTunes, or subscribe to our Endurance World newsletter. Our guest, the chairman of the local organizing committee for the Amgen Tour of California, which we're very excited to have back in San Diego in Southern California, Mr. Ed Clancy joins us. Ed, how the heck are you?
Hey, Bob, I'm fantastic. Thank you.
Hey, so Ed, when they started talking about bringing the Tour of California, the Amgen Tour of California, back to San Diego, you must have been pretty excited.
Very excited, Bob. It's a big sporting event, international for our city and for our communities too.
Yeah, and in the past, San Diego. They did camp. Palomar at least once, maybe even twice. But having it start here, that's pretty prestigious to have the tour start here in San Diego.
It is. We're very lucky in the sense that race owner AEG looked at our landscape, said that we have a great community, cycling community, communities like the Challenge Athletes Foundation that love sport.
Yep.
We're the birthplace of triathlon that you may know about,
a little bit.
and so we're just happy that they awarded us the opportunity to really show off the geography, neighborhoods, people, organizations that make up San Diego and our beautiful corner of the world.
So talk a little bit about the stage, the opening stage on Sunday, May 15th, that will be here in San Diego.
So what we're expecting on Ski Beach are the top riders from around the world, Peter Sagan, Mark Cavendish, Bradley Wiggins and his own team, many other great teams, track and from the world around the world that race in the Tour de France and other races. They're going to start at Ski Beach on Mission Bay.
Yep.
In that morning, when they take off, they're going to take a southerly route into Imperial Beach and then out to the east around Honey Springs for the King of the Mountain points.
Yep.
Then they're going to come right back through the heart of San Diego on Mission Bay past Civita. They're going to come through the heart through Mission Valley.
Right.
And back in through PB, racing down Ingram Street, and then finishing at Quivira Way, right in front of Driscoll Marina.
Wow.
So we really get to see the iconic locations, and I remiss to not mention El Cajon, where the race is going to go underneath their landmark sign going over Main Street. So a lot of communities are going to see these pro racers for the first time, and what we're really hoping to do is inspire fans, spectators, and others to engage in that active living, healthy lifestyle by seeing this professional race go by.
You know, back in the day, we used to have the La Jolla Grand Prix bike race, and every year you get 40,000 people in downtown La Jolla for a professional bike race. So with everybody who rides, runs, and is involved with endurance, the crowds could be huge for this stage.
We would hope so. And as you had asked, at the finish on Quivira Way,
yeah,
at Marina Village, right in front of Driscoll Marina, there's an expo, a festival, hospitality, VIP, food and beverage, right on the jetty with the ocean as the backdrop. And I hope everybody comes out there. We have bike valet provided by the Blind Stokers Club, and we really want to see those numbers of people coming out all around the region to experience this amazing athletic competition.
And knowing that this is a huge deal, I'm assuming that you could use some volunteer help as well.
Volunteers, if you go to SD2016LOC.com, there's a tab for volunteers. That's SD2016LOC.com. And look up the San Diego Local Organizing Committee as well. We'd love to have volunteers out on the race course, working in the communities, and being a part of this amazing experience.
Well, one of the things we're really excited about, the kickoff dinner, which is always one of the high points of the whole week, is on Friday night, the 13th of May at SeaWorld, and CAF is a beneficiary of the evening, which I'm very excited about, obviously. Talk a little bit about what will be happening that night.
On that night, we have an open reception before the presentation, a lot of mingling opportunity. We have the entire park to ourselves, so you can see the displays and the animals in a very private setting. Separate is that once the presentation starts, all of the 16 men's teams are going to pass across the stage. They're going to be interviewed by a couple of our favorites, Phil Liggett and Paul Sherwin.
Wow.
World-renowned announcers, kind of like Mr. Babbitt. And they'll be doing some interviews. And then we have a Challenge athlete presentation,
yep,
which I'm also excited about, that we can really highlight one of our athletes from the CAF that makes a difference in the community. They're inspirational. And after that, we are going to, it's a dinner, and again, the park is still open for our own private purpose, to explore, see the animals, see the great things that SeaWorld does. And it's about community members from the cycling community, cycling clubs, to come out and experience that. It's for race fans, it's for networking, and there's a little bit of everything. It's to support a great cause like the Challenge Athletes Foundation and really get the buzz going for the weekend events leading into Sunday's kickoff at 11:30 at Ski Beach.
So if people want to get tickets for the Friday night dinner and an introduction of the athletes, that's open to the public, right? Anybody can buy tickets.
They can, absolutely. It's tockickoff.org. That takes you to the Challenge Athletes Foundation website for registrations and tickets. And we really want to fill the auditorium. There's 700 seats. I'd like to put 800 in there. And we can. There might be some standing room only that we can fit in. But again, all the race fan favorites, all the teams are going to be passing through. And it's just a really special night to show off the race in this intimate setting, open to the public for the Tour of California in San Diego.
So Phil Liggett, Paul Sherwin, and then you're going to have Peter Sagan and all the rest of those guys. Cavendish will all be there. And I know the other thing that they were telling me is that there'll be some silent auction items, which sound like some pretty amazing opportunities for people to potentially bid on a helicopter tour of the San Diego stage. San Diego stage. They can be in a vehicle, official vehicle, on the San Diego stage, mm-hmm, and a Saturday morning, May 14th, breakfast with Jan Voigt and with Christian Vandeveld. I mean, and so people that day, they'll have the ability on their cell phone to be able to bid on that throughout the evening and any of those. And those are just three of, I think, north of 10 different opportunities, right?
Absolutely. And one of our other favorite items, well, there's two other favorite,
yeah,
items. I have a signed jersey with Peter Sagan and the 2015 winners. It's a beautiful yellow Tour of California jersey that's going to be put up for auction. And we're also inviting people out to May 14th, the next day, at 8:30 a.m. We are unveiling a statue dedicated to honoring Bill Walton, one of our native sons who's done so much.
Yes.
And we couldn't be prouder to unveil that statue on race weekend. So that's open to the public, but we're encouraging everybody to participate in as much as they can over race weekend and really make the experience and the buzz bigger than itself.
So where will they be? Where will the Bill Walton statue be?
That's going to be at Ski Beach as well.
Wow, that's
on
awesome.
Saturday, May 14th in the morning, and that's through the Three Wise Men Foundation. It's a veterans organization supporting our veterans on a number of different levels.
Yep.
And again, Bob, it's how much can we make the race a part of our community, and that's why we have the team and rider presentation open to the public. That's why we're honoring one of our great supporters from our city, and that's why we're hosting this race, to really show off why San Diego is unique and special.
What I love, too, is when you say valet parking for your bike, you think about the groups that could be coming down from Orange County or L.A. or because it's not like the ride starts on Sunday at 8 in the morning. I mean, it's an 11:30 start, so people could ride down in the morning from all over South County, North County, Orange yep. County, L.A., and not have to worry about their bike. You got your bike taken care of, and you watch the stage up on the big screens, and then you get your bike later and go home.
That's right.
I love
you
that.
You feel like you're part of the occasion, and that's and the other significant piece about active living, healthy lifestyle that we built into the narrative is that it's riding your bicycle is environmentally friendly.
Yes.
And that's part of the active living, healthy lifestyle. For physical fitness. It's just, what can we do to really promote San Diego as the fittest city, America's finest city, and one of the best places to watch the Amgen Tour of California.
So when you heard there was a possibility of getting the Amgen Tour of California back to San Diego, what was your involvement in making that happen?
I was very fortunate that an amazing team of people whom I worked with before on initiatives, but also business owners mm-hmm. and civic leaders across the board that see the value in having this race in our city. There's economic, direct and indirect economic impact that shows off our city and tourism in a way that is different than, just going to the beach. So on that team, Joe Terzi, the CEO of the Tourism Authority, Bill Evans, owner of Evans Hotels, John Sarkeesian, mm-hmm. many, many, as I said, civic leaders and also political leaders. We have countless letters of support where they see international sport in our city is could be the next phase of the tourism market, the profile, and all the good things that we can showcase that just elevates your experience here. So it's a combination of things. It was a lot of hard work. It was a long RFP process.
Yep.
But also it was a matter of working with AEG and not just telling them about the cycling culture here, but showing them and being that they've met many cycling club members, leadership of those cycling clubs. And we've also enacted a lot of community engagement and presentations to go to these clubs, San Diego Mountain Bike Association, Blind Stokers, Swamis, Adams Avenue Club, and just give a presentation and saying, hey, the race is coming. How can we work for you to make your experience as a San Diegan better? So it took all of those efforts combined and to put that energy into the proposal process and have that reflected on and say, San Diego is the best place to host this race.
No question. So Ed, how long have you been a cyclist? What were your sports growing up?
Definitely cycling. And I was excited that, my first long-distance trip was 5 miles, and then the next one was 70.
So, way to ease into it.
Yes. And I grew up in playing football and baseball, and I did play college football.
Yeah.
But that freedom on the bike and that ability to just test limits on distance. And then I was very fortunate, Bob, that I've participated in the Age Life Cycle Challenge of California and New York. Amazing people, amazing stories. And then the 2013 Million Dollar Challenge with the Challenge Athletes Foundation changed my life. The people on that ride and people whom are members and staff and run the Challenge Athletes Foundation, I'm just very fortunate to be able to ride with amazing people and have those experiences.
Love that. And again, so if people want to get tickets for Friday night, it's tockickoff.org.
Yes.
And that takes them right to the CDF site and they can buy tickets. Tickets are what, $100, something like that?
$100.
$100. And you're hanging out with Phil Liggett, Paul Sherwin, and obviously the greatest cyclists on the planet will all be there that night. That's just getting an up-close and personal look at these guys before they start, because none of these guys are coming in here out of shape. This is, right? Every one of these guys is in the best shape of their life, getting ready for winning the Amgen Tour of California.
That's right. And I'm especially excited about having Sir Bradley Wiggins in San Diego.
Yes.
How often do you get to see a knighted rider on a race team and at his caliber? I mean, it just this is sport and athlete at its finest.
So the Bill Walton thing is that's on the Saturday morning, right? And
that's
then the
correct.
Ride is the first stage is on the Sunday morning, the 15th. Plus, it's a big weekend, so we start with the dinner and the introduction on Friday night, the 13th. Then we have the Bill Walton statue unveiling on the 14th, and then the race itself kicks off on the 15th.
That's our weekend. That's race weekend in San Diego.
And then what happens from there is they go South Pasadena to Santa Barbara, Thousand Oaks to to Santa Barbara, and then they go from there, Morro Bay to Monterey. It's 8 stages, and there's a fair amount of climbing in a number of the stages. Do they, when you look at the stage here in San Diego, do people consider that a challenging stage?
No.
Unfortunately. This is going to be a fast stage.
For you and me, Bob, yes.
Yes. But, for these guys, it's no big deal. Chop liver for those guys. This is a warm-up. First stage.
Yeah, it's funny. We talk about the little sprint up Laurel Street going into Balboa Park from India Avenue.
Yeah.
And, that alone is enough for us. But these guys look at it like, oh, there's a little bump in the road.
Yeah, they don't even notice it. Yeah.
So they're doing, just in San Diego alone, they're doing almost 8,000 feet of climbing. But over the course of the race, it's 80,000 feet of climbing over 800 miles.
Wow.
And yes, it's going to be fast. The first stage, as you know, the racers are getting out there. They're getting used to each other as their team members and also the opposing team. But at the same time, it's a relatively flat course, so you can expect their speeds at 40 plus miles an hour at certain points.
Love that. And again, if people do go to tockickoff.org and come to the introduction of the athletes on Friday night at SeaWorld, the park is closed to just the attendees, plus the elite athletes, plus Paul Sherwin, plus Phil Liggett. And during that evening, they can go online and bid for a helicopter tour of the San Diego stage, a chance to be in an official vehicle during the San Diego stage, and even possibly breakfast with Jan Voigt and Christian Vandeveld on the morning of the 14th, which is pretty, there's some amazing, amazing opportunities for people.
It is, and we really wanted to make it a Tour de France-style experience, that helicopter ride over the race.
Yep.
Something else that I'm proud of, I'm a veteran, but San Diego has such a rich history.
Yes.
And we are doing a Veterans Corner, very much like the Tour de France Dutch Corner.
Oh.
And that Veterans Corner is taking place on Friars Road at the Civita Life property. It's about mile 86, and it's open to the public, but we're inviting and honoring veterans at that area as Veterans Corner. Food specials, bounce houses, things for kids. And adults, and live music, and they can watch the race go by but enjoy a picnic day at the inaugural Veterans Corner of the Tour of California in San Diego.
And so that's a great place to watch. Where else do you recommend that people watch that stage?
Well, we have Pacific Beach, as we mentioned, and Ski Beach, the finish and start. Also in La Jolla at The Lot, they're opening up their facility, and they're going to do a spin class.
Huh,
so you can watch
idea.
The race and do the spin class, food specials. Also in El Cajon on Main Street, in Imperial Beach on Seacoast Drive, and in North Park between the two restaurants in Contro and Cafe Calabria. And Blind Lady Ale House is going to be showing the race. So some of these are on the course, some are not. But on our website, again, SD2016LOC.com, there's a list of locations for watch parties.
So the website, SD2016LOC.com, and then obviously to get tickets for Friday night, the 13th, the kickoff dinner is tockickoff.org. This is basically a mobile party is what you guys are creating.
Yeah, Exactly.
I love that. Hey, Ed, congratulations on all this. I know that none of this happens without a tireless group of volunteers spending countless hours trying to make this stuff work. When you're talking about blocking off Ingram, when you're talking about blocking off Chula Vista and the by Ski Beach and by SeaWorld, that stuff doesn't just happen without everybody's buy-in.
That's correct. And we've had amazing political support from the mayor, city council member Zaff, Ron Roberts, from the county supervisors, Greg Cox, and many, many other people that really have they see the value in how this is a good thing for San Diego.
Love it. Hey, Ed, thanks so much for taking time. Always a pleasure to catch up. You have any big bike rides of your own coming up? You had any chance at all to train during all this?
Not at all, but I'm looking forward to getting back on the bike and maybe seeing you out there too, Bob.
I would love. We'll be there for sure. Ed Clancy has been our guest. He is the chairman of the local organizing committee for the Amgen Tour of California, which we're so excited is going to be back here in San Diego. The kickoff dinner is on Friday night, May 13th at SeaWorld. You can get tickets at tockickoff.org. You can check out all the information for the stage at sd2016loc.com. Find out where to go, when to go, and the race itself starts on the 15th, an unveiling of the Bill Walton statue on the 14th. We, again, are brought to you by IronmanUEveryone.org, RunCatalina.com, our Challenged Athletes Foundation. We've raised over $70 million to keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. Check out all of our interviews on BabbittVille.com and on iTunes. Hold on, everyone. We will be right back.